Hello, downtown. This is Sarah Beaudry, Executive Director of In Town Manchester, here to talk to you about all things Manchester, downtown, and community-driven. Our city is very community-driven, and that makes me incredibly proud. So we've got a lot going on. I can't believe, A, we've passed the 4th, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Janet from Manchester Parks and Recs, who does really such an amazing job with the fireworks that happened on Tuesday, July 3rd. And those were at Arms Park, which is my, I love that park right along the river. And yes. I used to do several events there myself. Oh, I was always a little traumatized whenever I drive by that park, but I love to see other people having events there. So congratulations, Janet, and huge clapping. I'm clapping right now in my head to the city for putting on such an amazing free event for everyone to enjoy. So I can't believe we've already passed the 4th. To me, that's like, oh, summer, don't go. I know, I'm negative. Negative.
Well, don't
Nancy.
Be negative.
I know. But we do have some great things this week in town. We, of course, have our farmers market, which is at Stanton Plaza. And it is every Thursday from now until October 4th at from 3 to 6:30. And we've got amazing vendors. We've got guest vendors. We've got food trucks. So it's really a great time for you to come down. And you know what I've been doing is every Thursday, because it started in June, I've been cooking or getting my produce and cheese right from the farmers and then making these amazing meals with them. My husband's like, ooh.
All right.
I'm like, yeah, well, because the farmers know how to do, like, they're like,
and it's real food.
Ingenious.
It's not
yeah.
Processed food. It's the real
I
deal.
I know. They're so funny. So the second farmers market had a horrible rainstorm. I mean, it was awful. And those guys showed up like real deal. And Patrick Cady from Country Dreams Farms was like, Sarah, you want to cancel this market? And I was like, no. People were asking if it was canceled. He wanted to rip my face off. And he's like, Sarah, I'm out picking these things at 6:30 in the morning. I got to sell them.
Yeah, rain
and
doesn't stop them.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing stops them. They're just a really hearty, amazing group. So
that was weird night because we had the storm. So we had that heavy, heavy rain.
Yes. And we, yeah.
And the humidity.
It was very nice.
Right.
My hair was very large.
I was soggy.
I
was over at Carol's party.
Oh, I know where people were. Don't you worry. Yes, I couldn't go to Carol's event, but I got a beautiful gift that was so lovely. And I'm so happy that Carol has that spot.
Yeah, so, it's great.
Yeah. So anyways, so our farmer's market, we're going to be having our 4th one Thursday.
Let me ask you about the farmer's market. Being in the new location, have you seen a difference, like a difference in people attending?
And I've seen a difference in every aspect of the farmer's market.
Really?
It seems like it's more, like I see people that are coming there and actually staying, sitting on the benches, going and sitting on the grass. This Thursday, we start free yoga in the park. So at about 3 o'clock, come down and you can do yoga right there.
Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the yoga?
Okay, let's be honest here.
Right. Have you ever done it, though?
I'm a fan of the vodka.
Yes. Have you ever done yoga, though? Once?
I mean, I have.
I've done it once. And I liked it.
You know, The Biggest Loser has a yoga for losers. And I did it. I was really good at it. But no, I just don't like to sweat in front of other people. And I'm always afraid things are going to be too difficult. And then I'll look stupid or I might pee my pants or something. And so I just... Yeah.
Make a funny noise.
Yeah. Oh, God, help us all. Yeah. So, but the people that come down, they're from various yoga studios in Manchester, and they donate their time. So it's completely free.
Oh, that's great.
And it's beautiful. And tomorrow's weather is supposed to be fantastic. So we're excited about that. So
you get the full Monty tomorrow night. Not only, I know you're going to go for it. I know
we have Foreigner's Journey. So, the farmer's market ends at 6:30. and the summer concert series kicks off. We have Adam Canary at 7. He's our opener. And then at 8 o'clock, we have Foreigner's Journey. It's my favorite.
Really?
I'm so excited about this. I enjoy them thoroughly. You know every song. They're incredibly talented musicians. I also get to work with the amazing Dennis Goslin from The Music Factory.
Oh,
I
nice.
Love Dennis. And I know I torment him every
season.
Now, The
Music Factory.
Yes.
Now, where are they located now?
They are now located in Hooksett.
Okay.
Over by the Agway. So
okay, wait, because originally, yeah. I don't know if you go back. Now, originally, The Music Factory was right here on Amherst Street at the old movie theater.
Oh, the Rex?
Yes.
The old Rex Theater?
Oh, yes.
That would have been awesome.
You know, you could still rent equipment over
I
there?
Believe
cause that's
so.
Where, you
I
know
believe...
what? I used to do some DJing like for school dances and stuff, and we used to get some speakers and
stuff from I don't know. I mean, because that's not something that I've done with him, but I know that they have gotten really,
really?
Very high-tech, and they do high-tech shows.
Yeah, I didn't know they were...
Excellent.
Oh, cool.
They're just really great to work with. So 6 years at In Town, I've been working with Dennis at every concert, and they're just amazing.
Oh,
so
cool.
We have Somerset Grill that will actually also be at Veterans Park. So it's free. And I think that's really important that all families, all people can come down and just spread a blanket out or bring your lawn chairs and just enjoy. And you'll know every song.
Right.
And this band is so ridiculously talented. I think the lead singer is, you know, like some bands, they'll sing a Journey tune or they'll sing a song, they'll do a cover and they sing it in a different pitch or whatever. These people are on point. Their pitches are on point.
Right.
And
that's
so
great.
I'm really excited. And then next Thursday we have Manchuca, which is a local absolute favorite.
Sure. Sure.
So
this continues
really
all summer
yeah.
long. You got a whole bunch. You got the Army Rock Band coming up.
Yep.
You got Rock Spring, and you'll end it all in August as far as the concerts go with local guy, Jimmy LaHoo.
Oh, Jimmy.
Right.
He's great. He is great.
Very
he has
cool.
a very fun following.
Yeah, he does. He definitely has a following.
Good people come, and they're a hoot to be around. We're also doing two movies at the end of August.
Okay.
The Greatest Showman. And
now, what is The Greatest Showman? Do you know?
You know what? Everyone that I have heard say it's incredible.
Okay.
But I'm trying not to see it before. I want to see it at the concert or at the movie.
Okay.
So I'm definitely holding back on it. But I hear it's great. And Hugh Jackman, take your shirt off, and I'm content. So, but I did hear it's good. And he sings, maybe shirtless. I don't know. I'm hoping. But
okay.
I hear it's excellent.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now you just put the screen up right on the stage?
Yeah, I work with Dennis again from Music Factory.
Wow.
He comes with the screen, sets it all
awesome.
Up, and I just hand him the movie.
That's
so
pretty
it
cool.
is it's very nice. Yeah, so we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on. There are a lot of things happening within the city, and I just I think it's just really alive right now.
I do
we've
too.
Got,
well, you're downtown here a lot, just
mm-hmm.
like me, and even while you're in going throughout your daily activities, you kind of look around downtown here and there's just people walking around. There's people shopping. There's
yeah.
Just kind of, I don't know. You're right about it. There's something that's definitely alive. I know it's summertime.
Yeah.
But still, it seems so much activity.
No, and it's funny. And I don't know if I've mentioned my friends, Peg and Andy, but they've recently moved here. Their kids are now in college and they downsized. They bought a condo over by Fisher Cats, and they say that this city to them is everything that they could possibly want. They've got a great condo. They walk everywhere. They literally have tried every restaurant like 8 times, and they just enjoy it. And it's when I hear that, because I know sometimes we're kind of hard on Manchester, you know,
sure.
like, oh, we need to do this.
Sure.
And I get it. And always, you know, looking to improve things. But it is refreshing to see a couple that are new to the area that just love it. And they notice the things that we all work on. So that's really nice.
No, I think it's great. There's let's talk about real quick. I hear a buzz on the street about oysters.
Oh, at the Beacon.
Right.
Yes. The Midtown Cafe are doing oysters on Friday nights. It's kind of a come as you are. I believe it's bring your own booze.
I did. Yes. I heard
and,
that too.
I think they go out, and you know what? I think Brian Lawrence, who is the owner, I think it was something that him and his dad talked about very nonchalantly, like, hey, you know, maybe we should try this. And literally the next time Brian saw his dad had pulled the permit for it.
Oh, boy.
So, but it's, I think it's fun and people, you know, they have cigars, you can bring, you know, a bottle of wine, and it's amazing how many people walk by and just see them all just out there and honking and people stop, and it's a really nice little addition to our downtowns,
now,
our Friday nights.
The Beacon Building, which is, like you said, located over here on the, what streets is it? Well, it's across the street from, it's right here on Elm Street. It's one of the crown jewels here.
Yeah, it's as far as building.
Buildings.
Yes.
Go inside it. Well, you've been inside, I'm sure.
It's really
absolutely
beautiful.
Fantastic. You would be when I went in there a couple of years ago, right after because there was a major renovation to mm-hmm. that building, and I was like, wow, this is downtown.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost, I don't know, it's very impressive.
I just think that is so fun, and it's just one of those grassroots community things that right. is really taken off. And I truly believe that that's the direction that certainly New Hampshire is going into more. It's more about, you know, these smaller little gatherings. And
right. I think it's between Merrimack Street and Manchester Street, like if you were that kind of block, but on the other side of the street.
Yes. And now I'm going to struggle with what it's in front of. Because it's obviously near Groland Communications.
Exactly. Shelley's Barbershop.
Shelley's Barbershop, that's right. And it's a fantastic building, it really is. And I think that Brian Lawrence is just the tops.
Very cool.
So that's a fun thing.
Do you eat oysters?
I went to Mohegan Sun to see Salt and Peppa, and I tried them for the first time there.
Okay, so as an adult, you... Because, I mean, I eat seafood, mm-hmm. and I eat clams, I'll eat steamers, yep. I'll eat just about anything.
Yeah.
But I've never done that.
I went with some experts, and they told me how to do it, and they told me what to put on it, and there was hot sauce involved, and horseradish.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad. I would do it again.
Okay.
I would.
Very good. All right.
So we'll have to stop down there. I haven't been, and it's been so crazy, but I do love that they just kind of started this.
Oh yeah. I think it's a great idea. Oyster, and who would ever expect to just see, and it's outside, right?
I know.
Wow.
And it's just impromptu. It's just, hey, come as you are. Woo.
No kidding.
So I love it, and I'm also very excited for the Brewfest.
Yes.
Now, 3 years or 4 years?
I'm going to go with four.
Four.
This will be the fourth, maybe?
Yeah. Hmm. July 28th from 1 to 5 down at good old Arms Park.
A lot of good times in Arms Park.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, those are the old days of the old concerts. You know, remember the old days.
The old days. I'm officially an old day person.
Right.
And I find myself talking a lot about the old days. And the girls in my office are like, what?
Metallica didn't play in Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, well, that was even before me a little bit, but yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Cruising Downtown, Saturday, September 1st.
Now, this is a huge event where they close down the street, do mm-hmm. they? And yep. it's all old-fashioned cars?
I think it's, I think there are muscle cars. I think it's a car show. There's a whole variety, but it is for car enthusiasts or anyone that, you know, likes to come out and right. eat food and be part of a
walk
festival.
Around, look at some cool cars and enjoy
there
downtown.
I love it. I think it's a great event. That's been going on forever. So I think that there's a lot happening makes me very happy.
Again, you get the old Amoskeg Bank. I call it Amoskeg Bank still. And most of us know it as Citizens Bank. But you have the new restaurant going in there, the mm-hmm. 110 Grill.
Yes.
That's sometime in the fall, I believe. Mm-hmm. I think so. So there is it. There's so much going on.
There are some really good spots, and I really do like the fact that there are a lot of people that are living in the downtown area that are walking and kind of taking advantage of all of these great things.
No, I agree. Just in mm-hmm. the past year now, we got a convenience store downtown, which everybody
wanted. Yeah.
You couldn't buy a pen down here if you wanted to. And now, I mean, you can get anything you want over at Bunny's.
Bunnies is great, and that there's Bunnies in the North End that we go to all the time because they make the best chop suey.
Oh, it's been there. You can probably get that over here. It's the same Bunnies, you know.
Yes, yes. I did know that. They are. I just like always go to it. Well, I could actually, that's a great idea for lunch or something.
But
that's
Bunnies is, that's a staple here in Manchester over on Webster Street.
It is.
Many, many years.
It is. So, Peter, my party is coming up.
Yes.
And I like to heckle you a little bit on air.
I know, that's
because
fine.
I think it's like two years, three years that I invited you.
No, just one. Last year.
Last year?
I was invited last year.
It was 2 years. Definitely
I
two.
I think it's only 1 year.
This is the third year.
No, I'm going to be there.
Well,
I'm going to be there.
I'm start holding you to that, mister.
Oh, it's on my
because
calendar?
Because I think we would have a lot of fun.
I've already told Stephanie. I said, we got to go to this.
Good.
No matter what, I'm
Stephanie
there.
And I can raise hell too.
There you go.
So look out.
That's right.
Look out.
Cannonball.
Oh boy. Yeah. The pool. I'm trying to find a location for my three dogs to go because they're such heathens.
Right.
And the children, of course, they will not be present for
pretty cool
the
though.
Night.
Now, who can we expect on the guest list? Do we say that on the air?
Or? I mean, of course they'll be.
I bet you're going to have. Let me guess.
Yeah.
Let me guess. I got it. Okay. Nick Willard, regular guy.
Yeah.
You can't say Chief Willard anymore.
Ah, I know.
You just have to say.
Or you could call him U.S. Marshal.
Right. Is that.
Wait, is that how you. What would you call him? Marshal? Marshal Willard?
I don't know.
How did they do it in The Fugitive?
I don't know. I think he's taken a couple weeks off, and I don't think it's.
Like, set.
I don't think he's started doing the job yet. But I could be wrong.
Well, he's a hoot. And I did tell him, someone said, what do marshals do? And I forget what his answer was, but my response was they wear cowboy boots, hats, and they go after doctors who have married.
The One-Armed Man.
I love that movie. My favorite. I watch it all the time. That and Jaws, like I never pass them up.
Oh, really? I just watched Jaws over the weekend on
Jaws
Sunday.
Jaws is my favorite.
And the only reason I did, because I wanted to, I actually looked it up on the internet of where it was filmed on the Cape, and it was on Vineyard Haven, or what we used to know as Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
Now, they don't call it that anymore.
I didn't know that.
They call it Vineyard Haven. But the town of Amity in the movie Jaws is actually Martha's Vineyard, in a town called Edgartown, I believe.
Yes, Edgartown. Why don't they call it Martha's Vineyard?
I don't know.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that because that's how I would always refer to it.
I know, me too.
But I do, it's funny, a cousin of mine, his girlfriend or his wife, excuse me, has a place there. So she knows a lot of the locals, and she knows, if you remember, little Alex Kintner.
I know the name.
He was killed by the shark on a float.
That's right.
On 4th of July.
And I saw something on Facebook about it. Remember Alex or something
totally.
Like that.
They know the real Alex Kintner. That kills me.
Really?
Because I made a reference. We were playing with the kids at the lake. And of course, I made a reference to Alex Kintner to, entertain myself, not thinking anyone would know. And they go, "We know Alex Kintner." I was like, "Oh, that is fantastic." But a lot of those people were extras. So they all live in that area. And many of them still do. So.
Oh, yeah. And I think they... The movie wasn't expected to be a blockbuster. They say that the movie Jaws is really one of the first big summer blockbusters.
Really? And I know, based on what Steven Spielberg has said, that it was one of the most difficult movies he's ever filmed, that he's ever made.
And it was his first big movie.
Yeah.
Because he did a lot of TV movies.
What was that? Something of the First Kind.
Oh, Close Encounters.
Close Encounters.
That was after Jaws.
That was after.
Yeah. 1977.
Oh, 76 was Jaws. I definitely have a thing for Chief Martin Brody. I really do.
The late Roy Scheider.
Oh, I loved him. I was so sad that he passed away. I mean, he passed away a little while ago, but I just thought was so incredible, and he was so afraid of the water, and I just thought, oh, you little, come here, little.
Oh, yeah. Little great, seal. Though.
Yeah, that is definitely one
Richard
of my favorites.
Richard Dreyfuss?
Completely amazing.
Very good. Very good. That was a good movie.
It was. Did you ever see Jaws 2?
I sure did.
I saw it too.
Jaws 2 is not really a bad movie. It's not better than the first movie, but the shark, we all know how that, because this is what I was thinking about when I was watching Jaws over the weekend. I'm like, well, is this the one where they electrocute the shark, or they, you know, I don't mean to give anything away for anyone that hasn't seen Jaws
yet. Yeah,
come
on, see the damn movie. Yeah, no, I know. I sometimes get a little confused, but there's no Captain Quint.
No, right, in Jaws 2.
He's not in Jaws 2, and that is, he was just remarkable. The USS in Indianapolis, still one of the best shark stories ever. My thing that I know a lot about, serial killers and sharks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So anybody needs serial killer info, you can call me.
Okay.
Or sharks. Preferably great white sharks, because I do love them. I do. I really do. I would not want to get attacked by one, but
fascinating,
I love it that
though.
They go to Chatham.
Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping, I went to Chatham a few years ago and I didn't encounter one.
Well, you know what? They have people fly over. So if they see one in the water, it gets reported, and then everyone's like, oh, there's sharks on the Cape. And it, you know.
Yeah.
They've been
there.
Spotted at Woods Hole. Pretty interesting.
And I don't think they should be killed.
No.
I mean, unless it's biting you, then take an aim.
Well, right. Yeah. Exactly. Sharks.
So, yeah, actually, I think that in the town of Chatham, there is, they do a shark festival. And local artists paint these little shark cutouts. And I loved that idea. And I thought, I wish we could do that in Manchester, but I don't know what we would use as a shark, because we don't have sharks.
Right.
We have what? What do we, what would you say the animal of Manchester would be?
The animal of Manchester?
Yeah.
The squirrel?
The red squirrel.
Yeah.
Those things are little bastards. One fell into our pool the other day.
Oh, good.
Almost hit my dog. Fell from a tree into the pool, and my dog was laying like right on the edge, almost had a heart attack. And they're aggressive.
Yeah, I was just talking about the regular gray squirrel.
Oh, the gray squirrel.
They're everywhere.
They are.
But I don't know. What else would you say? I mean, there's not too many. I mean, there's domesticated animals like cats and dogs.
Yeah.
A couple of bears on the west side.
I mean, there's the lion, obviously, from the Monarchs. There's the Fisher cat.
Okay, that's true. How many Fisher cats have you ran into in your life?
I don't want to run into any. Those things are brutal.
Unless they have a ball and glove.
Baseball player. Yeah. Yeah. That is true. All right. So there's a lot going on here in good old Manchester.
Oh, there's so much.
Hey, do you know why people don't like the term Manch Vegas?
I never use it.
No?
Never have.
And it's funny because since I have been part of InTown and I realize that they're, you know, people don't like it, I've kind of stepped away from it. But I remember growing up in Keene, Manch Vegas was like the big city where everyone came, and it just made you think of lights and things going on.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. For a guy that grew up here, though, in the city, it's more of like a sarcastic.
Yeah.
There are many, many rumors to why or where it originated and why it originated.
Why do you think?
From the old days of the poker machines.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I mean, you know, but then it caught on.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there was, I mean, I probably said it back in the day a couple of times, but as years went on, I'm just like, I don't say it. I'll say Manch before I say Manch Vegas.
Yeah. No, I generally don't use that, but I had no idea that there was that, like, don't call it.
Yeah. I just personally don't. If someone does, I don't mind.
You
just
don't kick
like,
them in the shin?
No. Oh,
that's
like,
good.
Yeah.
That is good. That's very nice.
Manch Vegas. I just said it. There we go.
I love good old Manchester.
Oh, I do too.
So I don't know how much time we have left, but I'm struggling.
Couple
today.
Minutes. Yeah, that's fine. No, that's fine. Summertime. You know, I think everyone gets kind of a little more relaxed in the summertime. We've had the stretch of great weather.
It's been so beautiful.
And today, mean, really, wow.
It is. It's gorgeous. And tomorrow's supposed to be beautiful. And really, I pray for Thursdays. It's like, please, please, please don't let any of these events
It looks like this week it's going to be fine.
Yay.
We have a beautiful night tomorrow night.
Fantastic. So join us at the farmer's market from 3 to 6:30, and then head over to Veterans Park to see Foreigner's Journey, one of the best journey foreigners experience you will have. So come on down. Everything is free, and we'd love to see you there. So check out intownmanchester.com for more information, or certainly give us a call at 645-6285. For a complete list of events. Have a great week.
Oh. I'm just saying, it's always great chatting with you on these shows.
I love chatting
shows.
With you, Peter.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to be at the concert tomorrow night, so we will see you there.
Woo! See you there.
Go!